Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Daniel chapter 9, we were talking about the chronological order of the events of the 70 weeks of Daniel. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We begin to see a chronological order in the history from that point that Daniel receives this dream. The commandment to restore and build Jerusalem until the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks or 62 weeks. Now, 62 and 7 comes out to 69. Now, scholars argue because there were actually three decrees that went out at different times. King Cyrus in 538 B.C., as recorded by Ezra, gave a decree to rebuild the temple. A second decree went out after building of the temple had ceased when Darius, not the Darius of Daniel 6, but when Darius was king, he read the decree of Cyrus and seen that the building of the temple had been stopped, and he ordered it started again. Then in 445 B.C., as recorded in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, Artaxerxes gave a command to rebuild the city, not just the temple, as had been the edict in the two previous opportunities. Now, verse 25 says, and the wall. Nehemiah chapter 3 shows the wall was built. Therefore, knowing that it's referring to the city, the wall, and not just the temple, I believe that the one that we look at is that in 445 B.C., the decree that went out by Artaxerxes. And our text said Jerusalem, not just the temple, you see. The street and the wall were built in troublous times. Again, the book of Nehemiah, they are building the wall, and the men are working with a trowel in one hand and a weapon in the other. And it's a very troublous time. They're threatened the whole time they're building by an enemy from without. So from that edict, you have 7 weeks or 49 years in which that work was done. But now notice verse 26. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with the blood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. Now after 62 weeks, we're told Messiah is cut off. So after the 7 weeks, the 62 weeks begins, and there is no break between the 7 weeks and the 62 weeks. The 62 weeks are 434 years. Sir Robert Anderson, in his book, The Coming Prince, has worked out the schedule. He did not use our calendar, but he instead used the Jewish calendar, since it refers to Israel's history. And their year is 360 days instead of 365 like ours. So Revelation kind of bears out with this, 1260 days and 42 months, showing that Revelation was written with a Jewish calendar in mind. In Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1, talking about this rebuilding, says in the month Nisan, which again is a Jewish month. Now, 173,880 days would be equal to 483 years. And that would bring them from the time that Artaxerxes gave his edict to rebuild the city until April, near about April of A.D. 32. And then what happens then? Messiah is cut off. And of course that refers to the cross. The 69th week ends, but there's a gap. And we're told that after the 69th week, before the 70th week begins, that the city and the sanctuary will be destroyed. And it is, within a generation, nearly 40 years later, it is destroyed. And that happened, my friend, in A.D. 70. And notice she says, the people, the prince that shall come. The people are there. The prince is not yet. But they shall come after the Messiah is cut off. And of course, this is referring to the armies of the Roman Empire at that time who were under Titus, the Roman general. The prince to come is Antichrist in the future, in the 70th week. But right now, the cutting off and the destruction of Jerusalem is by Titus. The destruction, Jesus foretold in Matthew 24 and verse 2. Where he said, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And that's exactly what happened to the temple in A.D. 70. Hundreds of thousands literally died in that terrible battle. Now, there is a nation there today. Israel re-entered the land in 1948. They re-entered into Jerusalem in part in 1967. But there's no temple there. There's not a temple worship there. And as a result, there's a lack of sacrifice and oblation. So what's going on in Jerusalem right now is not part of the 70 weeks. It's within the gap between the 69th and 70th week. However, I do believe that Israel, back in the land, is a part of Ezekiel's prophecy of the bones coming together and the body and the flesh upon it, but without breath, without life, showing the regathering in the last days in unbelief. Christ will regather the rest of Israel at the end of the tribulation. Well, Jerusalem, they were defeated soundly. They were destroyed in A.D. 70. And it was with a flood, as we're told, because it's reported that blood actually flowed in little streams in the streets. And so, between the 69th and 70th week, there has been a Jerusalem that is desolate. That is, there has been a Jerusalem without a temple. And that time between the 69th and 70th week is our present age of grace. Now, James reminded the people in Acts chapter 15, verses 13 through 18, when he said, and after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this degree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning. Yes, God's known what he's going to do all along. Now, we see how God appeared to take out a people for his name. Because he said in verse 16 here of Acts 15, after this, God visits the Gentiles first to take out a people for his name. And then he says, after this, I'll return. Okay, he's referring to our age. Paul spoke of this gap as hidden from the Old Testament saying in Ephesians 3, 2. He says, if he had heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which has given me to you word. And in verse 5 of Ephesians 3, he says, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Now, they couldn't see this gap between the 69th and 70th week. But here we see that through the writings of Paul, of James, and the book of Acts, and what we're seeing here in Daniel, there is a gap between the 69th and 70th week. Romans 11 talks about the Gentiles grafted in, but God will graft the Jews back in again. So see that this gap has nothing to do with Israel's history. Right now, the gap between the 69th and 70th week is the day that you and I are living in. And we are to bless Israel, but we also need to understand Israel's not in the millennium yet, not by a long shot. But that does take us into the 70th week of verse 27. It says there, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease for the overspreading of abominations. And he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, he refers to the prince of the people, the Antichrist. And he makes a covenant for 1 week, or 7 years, as we've already pointed out. The tribulation starts with the confirmation of this covenant. Now, understand, I believe that the rapture is before the tribulation. But the tribulation does not start with the rapture. It starts after the rapture with the confirmation of the covenant. Now, Daniel makes that very clear. And that's why I don't believe in what many are falsely teaching today of a pre-wrath rapture, which means that the devil is going to be somehow allowed to pour out his wrath and on the earth, and Christians will have to go through that, and then God will take over, and then he pours out his wrath. But before God pours out his wrath, we'll be taken out. And that's not the teaching, and I believe this shows that this 70th week, the Gentiles are gone, or should I say the church age has been removed. That's why there's a gap between the 69th and the 70th week. Now they're removed. The rapture has taken place before the 7 years of tribulation. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.